to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one podcast. That's right. The Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Cover the coffee, stay for the comics. And GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump with GG Gamer Subs. No side busting over there?
No.
All right, that's cool. The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's happening, sir?
Happy Irish Day.
Happy Irish Day? Is that what it is?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's?
As Americans say.
I got my Guinness. Do you think they actually celebrate it over there?
No, not
all
at all.
All right.
100% no.
All right.
Corey's there right now.
Yeah, Corey's there right now.
I think he's probably
questionable.
Disappointed.
Hold on, time out. Questionable.
Questionable?
I don't think he's there right now.
Did you see his forest pictures?
First of all, I saw him post a clip of people doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Of George Michael.
Okay, that could be just
down. Was it Jitterbug?
Literally just was, it looked like he was in Portland. Like, he literally just looked like he was in Portland.
That could be. I saw him post a picture, so he went on a Game of Thrones tour.
Okay.
So I posted a picture of what looked like him in a cape.
I haven't seen that picture yet.
Like a little Jon Snow would wear?
Like a cloak?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm betting money that he bought a cloak while he was there.
That's fine. Did you see what I commented on under that picture?
No.
I said he looks like Robert Baratheon.
Damn.
Yes, he does.
That's a good one.
He was going for Jon Snow.
He was going for a better character, but he ended up with the one that got killed by a pig.
He got bored.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because he was too drunk.
Exactly.
That's Corey's story.
The internationally known Stephen Gutierrez is here with us.
Yeah, top of the morning to you.
That's nice.
What?
That's extreme.
That actually is coming from a Mexican.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, jumping a hard M.
Yeah, let's go ahead and build the wall. So.
Wow.
Hard M.
And there's already one of computers right here.
That's right. Why do you think I did it?
Because you're racist.
Building the wall already.
Oh, man.
And she's back with us. She hasn't been here in quite some time, but we are very, very happy that she's with us. Wait till she's there. Madison Mata is here with her.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
That was the most muted hi.
That was.
Hello.
There you go. There you go. And she's wearing
a
very special lipstick that the people that aren't here live, which are missing, cannot see.
I'm obsessed. I'm absolutely infatuated with this shit.
What is up with the lipstick? Why are you obsessed with this lipstick?
So it's a rose gold, which, I mean, that alone is obsession worthy. But
it's
the
fire.
Name, I totally forgot to mention on my Instagram when I realized how obsessed I was with this. It's called Synth.
And that is a nod to
robots.
Robots, everybody.
Oh,
which,
my goodness.
Of course,
it was made for me.
She's ready to be a robot. She's ready for the overlords to take over and just, you know,
oh, yes,
become part of the robot army. and then, of course, people that are here week in, week out, well, I have to introduce them every single time, of course, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
All right,
hello,
cool. You guys chat. Are on there. Kennedy's in the chat room. Hey, so that's extra viewers, actually.
She's lurking.
That's three people.
That's three.
Because she's
three
Pregos
for the price
with
of one.
Twins. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, welcome, everybody. Drew and the TARDIS are, of course, chiming in there. Is that you, Madison?
What?
Damata?
No, that's my husband.
Oh, hey.
Damata.
Husband Mata's in the building. There we
What's
go.
Damata?
Razor's in the building.
And Razor's in the building. Yeah, we got a couple of people lurking around
hey.
In there. So St. Patty's Day today, of course.
Yes.
Am I the only one wearing green?
No.
I think you are. I'm not wearing green because I respect them.
No one's pushing
I would
me.
Show you my green.
I think we're the only ones with any Irish heritage in here, too, actually.
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah, I'm furthest from the Irish heritage that you can get there. Yeah, I don't think.
There's black Irish.
There is black Irish.
True.
But okay. I'm
but
not.
But that doesn't,
be
hold
Scots
on,
Korean.
hold on. You don't know what black Irish means if you think it means black skin. It refers to the fact that they're mixed with Spaniard.
Yeah. I was going to say he's evil.
Boom. Wow.
No, a bunch of Spaniards shipwrecked on the coast of Ireland one day.
Spaniards like to bang it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They banged it out a little bit.
We all know about conquistadors. They did the things all around the world, of course.
I have a friend that's Black Irish, so.
I have a friend that's Black.
I mean, too.
So do I.
There you go. Wow.
My president was Black.
Wow. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Now he's orange, so it's like...
He changes colors.
We truly are accepting of every color here.
He's kind of like that horse in the Emerald City.
Blanking on that one.
The horse of a different color?
Nope, lost us on that. Look, last time we got through some offbeat stuff with Harry Potter, we're not getting on some Wizard of Oz offbeat stuff here now. We don't go that far. Another big thing happened 2 days ago? Let's say 2 days ago. Yesterday, right?
Yesterday
morning, woke up, was about to go to work, and then somebody instantly posted the Avengers Infinity War trailer. And literally,
we're going right into it
because you know why? We're going to break it down. I went to a really reputable website. I want to say TechCrunch, maybe.
Yeah, they're reputable.
I don't even know if it was them, but I'm going to give them credit. Anyway, and they broke it down scene for scene, shot for shot, and everything. Madison, for the first time today, actually watched the trailer.
Literally seconds ago.
So before we break it down to anything.
That's how much I care about superheroes.
Well, what was your first reaction then? Let's get your
What was my first reaction? Like, what is that? The Iron Giant?
That's my first reaction.
The Iron Giant?
That's right.
There's a Hulkbuster, everybody.
Superheroes can be Hulk black Buster. Now? Was your second.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was not it.
That was shocking. I didn't even see that coming. I was like, whoa, Madison.
What was my second reaction? I don't remember.
You've watched the Avenger movies, though, right?
I've watched one of them.
One?
Yes, just one.
She hasn't seen
the first one,
Ultron, because that's why she thought it was Iron Giant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all right.
So then after we watched that, we immediately went to a scene with the Hulkbuster and the Hulk fighting.
Correct.
Yeah, Ultron. Because I had no clue what that was.
Although I'm not convinced that it's Tony in the Hulkbuster in the Infinity. I think it's Hulk.
It's been leaked.
I remember what my second reaction was.
Supposedly, I guess they were just, I think it was Target.
Target.
They had an action figure.
They always mess up.
It says like Bruce Banner.
No, usually it's Walmart.
Action figure. And I guess it's him.
Okay. Yeah. So it's him that's in it.
Yeah. So small spoilers.
Well, I mean, theoretically, when we do this breakdown, it'd definitely be a lot more spoilers. Yeah. So if you're one of those people out there that don't like to watch the trailer of movies, that's fine. That's
right. Okay. About 30
Keep
minutes.
Listening because we will spoil.
Here's one thing, though, I say about Marvel that I'll give over other companies whenever they do their trailers. They give you a trailer, but it's not necessarily what that movie is going to be.
Right.
Like, literally, every time that I've seen a trailer from Marvel, you'll go see the movie, and you're like, wait, none of this was in the trailer.
Thor Ragnarok is a perfect example.
Thor Ragnarok,
and
big
the trailer,
one.
He has two eyes.
Yep.
And then in the movie, the same fight scene that they show, he has one eye.
One eye.
I haven't seen it yet. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Now he's got one eye. Spoilers. Spoilers. And the same thing with Black Panther. They didn't put any of the CG for his suit in any of the trailers until like the very end.
He's actually a white guy.
I kind of want to see that movie.
Black Panther? You
haven't
seen
Black Panther? I've heard good things about it, yeah.
You haven't seen Black Panther yet?
No.
Wow.
It's racist.
Wow. You should watch that
one. I've seen it twice.
I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet either.
Wow.
You call
yourself a woman. You haven't? I thought you did.
No.
Oh.
Do not spoil that one for me. I will punch you.
Captain America comes out of nowhere in that movie. It's weird. It's a weird twist.
Cases, and they make babies.
Special Case says he's watching the live, of course, in the chat room. Special Case says you can peek behind Corey's curtain there and see inside his house. Ruins the illusion. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
So let's for anybody that doesn't want the, you know, quote unquote might be spoilers, we're gonna break down the Avengers Infinity War trailer.
I remember what my second reaction was.
What was the second reaction?
My second reaction was laughing about that being Doctor Strange actually being his name.
Oh yes, yes.
and the Black Heroes.
Terrible.
No, that was
so
you.
If you don't want trailer spoilers, fast forward about 30 minutes.
You know what was crazy? And I thought it was kind of interesting.
It's the last warning.
So Emma Skies, she was streaming the other day, and she doesn't watch the trailer. She doesn't want to watch the trailer and stuff like that. But I was like, you have to watch the trailer. Like, if you're a fan of this franchise, you got to watch the trailer. So what I tried to do
was righted out in her chat room.
Oh, damn.
Scene for scene.
You are the worst. That's why she's on the show tonight.
Did it work?
I only got to like the second scene of the thing. Like,
before she realized what was happening?
No, she realized from the jump exactly what it was, because I wrote it out pretty detailed.
Scene one.
Yeah.
City.
City. Camera spins with a object falling through the atmosphere.
Oh, man. Burning. That sounds really annoying, actually.
Yeah.
I probably would have just tuned you out and ignored you.
Kind of tough. It's the chat room. Got to pay attention to it. So the Avengers trailer came out, and some of the big bullet points. Number one, we see Iron Man skyrocketing towards, looks like Thanos' ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is this a new Iron Man suit and capabilities?
Yeah, because he put his feet together and they transformed into a bigger rocket that propelled him.
It's going to be really embarrassing if there's a malfunction and he gets stuck like that.
I know, right? And then lands in water and just fucking drowns.
He's just like flopping around.
Says almost every new Marvel movie with Tony Stark shows off a new Iron Man suit or some new capabilities. Here's one you don't see every day. Iron Man clicking his heels together at about 40 seconds
Wizard
into the trailer
to
activate a speed boost as he soars into the sky. The suit in Infinity War appears to be heavily inspired by the Mark 37 Bleeding Edge armor and in the Invincible Iron Man comic books. So...
I knew Wizard of Oz was important.
They said, every single one definitely has an upgrade to Tony Stark's suit. This one looks like it's more built to hit that atmosphere, like that that space travel type of stuff.
Yeah, well, if you've seen the Entertainment Tonight little cover arts, suit has like...
like wingy things on it or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, something to help him fly through space is the speculation.
That's pretty fantastic.
Now, what if... large speculation here. Huge, huge speculation. Tony Stark, next movie, is in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I would believe that.
Unless they kill him.
He appeared in some Guardian comics.
Comic books, yeah, right?
He worked with them.
Yeah, so I'm like, not that far-fetched for them to just be like, hey, let's have a Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, Iron Man combo.
Mm-hmm. I would be totally down for that.
I mean, 100%. He's not going to be doing any more single movies, right?
I don't think he's going to be doing any more movies at all.
So then, hey, if he's not going to do any more single Iron Man movies, that's fine. And if he decides to stay in the Marvel Universe and he just wants to pop up and be cameos everywhere, Guardians of the Galaxy could be the next thing. He can, you know, realize that there's more than just Earth threats out there.
Yeah, yeah. I could see. And I would like to see more Tony Star-Lord interaction.
That would be.
Yeah,
just from
that
one scene that we
hilarious.
See in the trailer, which I'm sure we'll get to later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that.
Next big bullet point on there says, what is Thor not holding Mjolnir? Jarlborn? I think I'm probably saying that wrong. It's probably Yarnborn. I don't know what that is.
That's a chair at IKEA.
At around 1:14, Thanos raises his hand. Oh, excuse me. Thor raises his hand. And is casting lightning. This isn't interesting in and of itself. After all, the God's power, of course, was given to him. Extra boost in Thor Ragnarok, spoiler. He didn't have his trusty hammer in his hand, though, if you notice. But if you know between the flashes, you can see his hand looks like it's conspicuously hiding or holding something in its hand. If you kind of freeze frame, it does look like he's holding up another object, we'll say.
What was the time stamp?
About 1:14.
1:14.
The other thing about it, though, that I know that they were saying, I saw online, was Peter Dinklage is supposed to be in this movie.
I saw that, and it's based on the credits on the poster.
Okay, and then also, they're thinking Peter Dinklage will be playing the King of the Dwarfs on this one.
Oh, okay.
So what does the King of the Dwarfs do? He's the one that makes Mjolnir. Is he getting a new hammer in this bad boy?
Oh.
Is Peter Dinklage building a new hammer on this? We don't know.
He is the hammer.
He is the, yeah.
Thor is going to build him.
Says leaked images Dinklage. From the movie's toys have shown a decidedly two-eyed Thor wielding a weapon that looks like Yarnborn, a battle axe that is sported in the comic book. Previously, teasers pre-Ragnarok showed Thor without the eye patch before the scene. Was altered in the trailers later, of course.
So unlike Marvel to tweak some, it's not unlike Marvel to tweak some CGIs ahead of the bigger reveal.
It's kind of a throwback to some lore from Game of Thrones, actually.
What lore? What we got?
Oh, the legendary sword on flame that's on flame that you see the guy who keeps coming back to life from the Red Priest wielding. It's said that that hero created that sword by quenching it in the heart of his wife.
Jeez.
Yikes.
It's supposed to be.
If you look at that scene at 114, It kind of looks like it might be a forge.
Like he's in forge?
Like he's in a forge. Does. And so it could be that that's like where he gets. And Rocket and Groot are in the scene.
Right.
We know based on the end of Ragnarok, the end scene, the end credit scene, that Thor gets picked up by the Guardians.
Like it hits, hits the.
He hits them, yeah. Okay. It could be that they take him to the forge for the dwarves to make him a new hammer. This is him getting his new hammer and he's testing it out.
You were going to say
that's just a theory.
Yeah. I have a little trivia theory that I'm curious because I just read this recently and I was wondering, since you guys are way more into the superheroes than me, are you guys aware that that's not actually Groot? That's Groot's son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had this debate already too. Yeah.
No, it's not just a debate. I understand the director. Was clarified.
No, I understand the director said that.
He doesn't know what he's
but
talking
he
about.
But he clearly doesn't know what he's
Somebody
talking about.
Somebody took advantage of him when he was drunk. Yeah. He doesn't know.
He's like, wrong. Is this Groot's son?
Yeah. How dare you say that?
Groot's son?
So you secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Rocket's a squirrel?
Groot is right behind you.
All right,
Rocket's
guys.
Rocket's just a squirrel.
He's right he's behind you, too, Madison, if you ever noticed.
What was that?
Groot is right behind you. She's looking right.
In the cup.
Do you not see him?
In the cup.
She's, like, still lost.
Right in the trophy
How do you
cup.
Not see the giant stick giant in front treatment. Of you?
He's like, come
okay,
on.
Okay, I see it.
All right. More, what else are we on to? Okay, Thanos finds his hat in this trailer, of course. It says his hat. One of the first questions from the last teaser was, where's Thanos' hat? Did he lose it? Is his head cold? This question gets answered at least twice in the new trailer. First, at the 30-second mark, where you see him taking off his helmet. Note, it's a larger shoulder pads as well. And later, at the 120 mark, to be precise, in a shot where he's clearly keeping his head warm, what isn't clear is if it's the present day or the past, because...
Ooh.
Does his head get cold?
It gets cold in space.
I have no idea. Because it looks like there's a flashback in this trailer, everybody. Yeah,
because that looks like Gamora's hand.
A young Gamora. And the scene
That's
immediately following that one, we see a tiny green hand grasp Thanos' giant fingers and walk away from the camera. The green hand and the red hair suggest that Gamora and Thanos are old pals. Right?
His, well, his I'm daughter. Pretty sure that's his daughter.
His stepdaughter.
Like, that was kind of like covered in the very first movie.
It's his
it
daughter.
It also shows her people in the background.
It's his daughter in that he adopted her, quote unquote, when he destroyed her world and took her as a prize.
Yeah. Because her people are back there, you know, being held by Thanos' henchmen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right there.
And so he's probably taken her, like, okay, you're going to be the last one.
You
last
are
dragon.
The last one.
And then he's going to wipe them all out. And boom, he makes her fight, what's her name?
And then he's like, you're my kid now.
I like the other one, too, her sister that's kind of like a robot.
Oh,
she's cool. She's really, salty.
Why am I blanking on her name?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Somebody I don't remember her name either. But she's really salty and feisty.
She's good.
I like
Miss
her.
Pond or whatever.
And she's a robot.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a tragic story. Remember, she used to fight Gamora, and anytime she would lose, Nebula, thank you, 316, that's when Thanos would replace parts of her. Like, you need to be better than that, so let's replace that.
You need to be a robot.
We also get a very, very good look at Thanos' other children, the Black Order in this one, everybody. So we've known about the Black Order, also known as in the Infinity War as the Children of Thanos, since the statues of the quartet were unveiled last July at D3. The trailer marks its first time we see the four together on screen, presumably just after the events of Thor Ragnarok post-credit scenes, given Loki stayed standing in the middle from left to right, if you go watch it, you have Proxima Midnight, who is holding a spear to Loki's head. Like,
do you have a timestamp?
Do I have a timestamp on that one? Not on this one, no.
That's where they show, from the teaser, where she throws the spear at Cap. And he, like, dodges it.
Probably not in that actual scene.
No, it's like a quick...
But it's that... Yeah, yeah, but that, same spear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what the in the scene literally just shows all four of them kind of hemming up Loki, and they're all looking towards, presumably, Thanos.
I see Loki.
Yeah, like, if you can find that in there while we go on...
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
So Proxima Midnight, she's standing there with the spear right to Loki's head. You have Ebony Maw... which is the
psychic?
He's kind of like the I don't know, the manipulator,
the magic user?
Because you know what I did? I read the comic book Infinity today, mm-hmm. where Thanos is looking for his son on Earth, and Ebony Maw just kind of seems like one of those like Littlefinger in Game of Thrones.
Ah,
there you go. That's probably the best thing I can think of.
I saw a spear.
Yeah,
but I didn't see like
little
a throne.
Schemers. He's a schemer. Then you have Ebony Maw's, not Ebony Maw, excuse me, Proxima Midnight's husband, Corvus Glaive, to the next one. And then you have Cull Obsidian, but in the comic books, Cull Obsidian is another name for the Black Order. It's just some giant, you know, monstrous, hulkish, you know,
yeah,
type of creature.
That guy right there.
So you got the picture
time
up.
Stamp is 126.
So 126, you can see all four of the Black Order sitting there with whatever
behind Loki.
Yeah,
I read. Okay, so I read a going back to Peter Dinklage. I read a article about speculating who he was going to be. One of the speculations was he was going to be part of the Black Order.
Who?
But Peter Dinklage. Oh, but why would they say that if you could see all four of them right here?
Well, because they're all CG. Well, maybe not all of them, but maybe he's playing the voiceover for, like, Ebony Maw. Because remember, Ebony Maw is literally just, like, this type of manipulator, master manipulator. I think he also has, like, magic powers or something like that as well.
Okay.
But he's, you know, he's got the mouthpiece to make you do a lot of different things.
Yeah, maybe that could be.
Again, like I said, I just read the Infinity comic book. There's, like, 6 issues. I read it all. And he's, like, he basically just talks to Thanos' son the whole time to manipulate him into doing stuff, you know,
to join us.
So, you know, it's an interesting character, and you see that he goes off against you know, whatchamacallit in the trailer, Mr. Master of Mysticism, which is actually the next thing, Ebony Maw versus Doctor Strange. One of the most interesting parts of the trailer comes at about the 138 mark, where Ebony Maw is seemingly torturing Doctor Strange.
138
mark. Let's see that.
With what looks to be shards from the mirror dimension. Ebony Maw has to deal with Doctor Strange and does so through supernatural manipulation and persuasion in the Infinity comics, I told you, effectively turning Strange into a double agent. Yeah, so in the comic books, he kind of just, he does some type of manipulation to Doctor Strange to where Strange is like summoning all his little demon things or whatever. Like, he just has no control over himself. So, I can see Peter Dinklage voicing him over. I can see him playing that mouth.
It's going to be Littlefinger.
I want to see him. I want to see Peter Dinklage as making the hammer for Thor.
You mean the Dwarf King?
Yeah, just because I think that interaction... I could see that interaction going over pretty funny.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I'm pretty sure Peter Dinklage and Littlefinger were two different actors, so
yeah, they are.
Yes, no,
I'm saying,
no.
I'm saying I want that guy Ebony Maw to be.
Oh, to be voiced by.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that plays.
Yeah.
Littlefinger,
because he's got one of those sneaky voices.
Yeah, I could see that. Whether that happens in the film is unclear, but the trailer seems to be hinting at a meeting, of course, between Doctor Strange and Ebony Maw. Strange's interdimensional powers are kind of going to be a problem, and they have to figure out in that movie how to, you know, kind of, I guess, level that down. Because you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok, have you, Madison? So, in Thor Ragnarok, Loki kind of gets it's like for a brief second Thor goes and meets Doctor Strange and they have a conversation and stuff like that, but it seems like Loki couldn't really attack Doctor Strange because he just teleports him off
places. So it kind of seems like Doctor Strange could definitely take care of himself when it comes to higher beings.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this character, Ebony Maw, is probably going to be the one that's going to be like, well, let me take care of this guy because he might be in it.
He's going to be a nuisance.
Yeah, he's going to be a nuisance. And then you got to think about it as well. They're going to go after Doctor Strange because doesn't he have one of the Infinity Gems on him?
Which,
the Eye of Agamotto.
He has that in the trailer. We see him do that. And I'm like, really? We're just going to have him do it one trick? Oh, this worked in the last big bad guy I fought. Hey. Let me try this again.
Fool me once. Shame on me. And I mean, it's a whole new person. They didn't see what he did before.
Thanos, yeah. I've come to bargain.
Exactly.
Thanos, I've come to bargain.
Next part was, which Avengers are in Wakanda?
Wakanda! Yeah.
Every tease in Infinity indicates that the film's biggest showdown will be in Wakanda, and the new trailer sets the stakes pretty damn high. Vision is now in Wakanda, along with the yellow Infinity Stone, a.k.a. the Mind Stone, lodged firmly into his head. Given what we know about the Infinity Stones and what Thanos can do if he obtains them, that was a little nod to the trailer there. It seems like a worthy endeavor for all of Wakanda to band together and protect Vision. At this point, it feels like Wakanda might be the most Avenger per capita at the 0.48 mark. We see Captain America, Black Widow, Bruce of the Banners, Falcone, War Machine, Vision, Scarlet Witch, and T'Challa. That's not even naming the Dora Milaje behind him and the random, what was it? I think from the
Scarlet Witch?
From the border tribe. I think some of those guys are behind there too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Just call them the Rhino tribe.
Yeah. The traitors, basically, if you've seen the movie.
The Get Out.
Yeah, the Get Out trailers, traitors. We also see Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier, a.k.a. the White Wolf.
The White Wolf.
A.k.a. the other white boy they had to fix.
He's got a lot of a.k.a.s. the bigger surprise of the trailer is Iron Man's Hulkbuster armor. Based on where we've seen in Tony Stark's appearance elsewhere in the footage we've seen and where we've seen so far, there's a good chance he's not actually in Wakanda. So we're guessing that Hulkbuster suit is either being piloted by someone, a.k.a. War Machine, maybe? Or no. Being controlled remotely by Tony himself.
It's not War Machine because you see him.
That's true. You do see War Machine in the War Machine armor.
I think it's Bruce.
Sorry for the people that are Bruce Hawkeye Wayne? Fans because...
You have DC Comics?
No Hawkeye. Special cases in chat. Oh, Hawkeye is not in the poster. Yep, sorry. They said he's going to be in the movie, though.
Did you see the tweet from Stephen Amell?
No, what did he say?
So that's all over Twitter about how people are noticing, wait, where's Hawkeye? He's not on the poster. He's not in the trailer. So Stephen Amell posted, it's hard out there to be an archer.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, well done.
It is,
well done, sir. I like that.
The Mad Titan, of course, is in Wakanda because you see at the final like little big climax of the trailer that him and Cap go hand-to-hand in a arm wrestling competition.
Yeah,
which is crazy because it seems like Cap is just holding two of his fingers while he's pressing down on his freaking face.
Which is a nod to the Infinity War comic.
Those finger push-ups.
When it was Cap and Thanos face down.
Yeah, but do you know how that ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then. So let's see if that'll do the same thing. But it's weird though because you see him fighting in Wakanda and you also see him fighting on the other planet against the other against Iron Man. So is he just teleporting all over the place?
I'm assuming it's going to be a long movie. There's plenty of time for him to move.
No, it's a 3-hour movie.
It's going to be...
It's literally a 3-hour
movie. It's going to be back and forth in space.
It's going to be like Titanic. It's going
to
be on two
in New York. It's going to start in New York, go to space, back to Wakanda, and then that's where it's
going to be. There's a scene where Thanos breaks the Tesseract. That's presumably just to get the stone out of it and everything like that.
Yeah,
so.
And then he's going to squish Thor's face.
Yeah, he squishes Thor's face. There's a lot in this thing that we need to get
Thor's missing both eyes
to.
Now.
So... Infinity Wars will be released, of course, April 27th, people. It would behoove you to go check that out pretty much day one so you can figure out where all the Infinity Stones are. Because Thanos is on his way looking for them. All right. You going to go see it, Madison?
In theaters, absolutely not.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, she did not. Not 1 second. She said, in theaters, no.
I've seen like maybe 2 movies in theaters this year.
You don't need to see
them all. Did the Star Wars come out this year?
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
It's just
Star Wars. No, I've
it's
only seen one movie this year.
All right. When we return, everybody, we will be switching gears and hitting up a lot of the gaming news and some speculations about one of the world's biggest games and one of the best games and best-selling games of all time, everybody. What could it be?
Horizon?
Nah. You got to stick around for the second half, everybody, of course. And, yeah, we'll be back. Anything else, everybody? Good.
Iron Man's dead.
St. Patrick's Day.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
What's my
there beard? It is.
But I have been...
Yeah, I know that one.
I have been having a little problems, though.
Does he use it?
Can you get it up?
No, that's definitely not the problem. I have been little problems with picking out or deciding whether I want to get an Xbox or not.
You don't. Wait, do you have a PS4 yet?
Yeah.
Then no, you don't.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I've
unless you have a PS4 already, then no, you don't want one.
I have a PS4.
Okay.
I do have a PS4.
Still debatable whether you want one or not.
Why?
Why? Let me explain to you.
Lay it on me.
So today, and actually yesterday a little bit as well, I've been looking at just other games that are coming out and kind of what I want to play and stuff like that. I do want to play State of Decay.
Yeah.
Number 2. The game looks pretty interesting. It's got 4 players co-op, which I like. But it's also going to be on the PC. But I don't know if my PC can run that.
It can't.
Exactly. So thank you. So I want to plug and play. Then there's another game that I want to play. Called Sea of Thieves.
That is the most desirable game to want to play on the Xbox One.
Right,
I would agree
there.
With that one.
And I was like, well, can my PC run that?
No.
Again. So my question
now.
Your
PC is 90% dust.
So then my question now is.
Buy a new PC.
Do I buy a Xbox or do I buy a better PC? Yeah.
Buy a better PC.
And you see, the thing is, I know for sure. Whatever Xbox I buy, I'll be able to play those games.
Aaron don't got PC money.
Exactly.
Let's put it that way. He's probably got enough to get an Xbox.
A PC.
PCs, there's too much components.
To play that stuff, you'd be paying probably $500-$600.
And see, I don't even want it to look like the greatest thing of all time. Like, I'm not a graphics whore. I don't need it to be.
No, this is just.
If you're not a graphics whore, then why are you playing on the PC?
This is just.
That's true.
Why?
This is just to play those games. And not have to worry about, oh, can I even play those games?
Correct.
Or is it going to be... No, it's like, to know for a fact you're going to be able to play those games, $500 to $600.
316 in chat says, you don't even need a PS4. Wow.
316 has never played PS4 games.
Ooh. Take that. Take that, 316.
However, have you looked at Xbox pricing lately?
Yeah, I did.
It's not expensive.
I saw one that was $199.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
So that was almost tipping
the
balance. Yeah. Tipping the balance over there. But let's get to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
There you go. And let's start off right at Microsoft. Microsoft is giving away Sea of Thieves for the Xbox One when you buy it. Microsoft is gearing up to make playing Sea of Thieves as easy as possible. If you heard all the hype surrounding this cartoony pirate simulator but didn't already own an Xbox or PC to play it on, for a limited time, you can buy an Xbox One or an Xbox One X, and you'll get developer Rare's latest game for free. The promo lasts from March 18th through the 24th, so you have a very small window starting on the 18th, which is Sunday, I believe.
Have you guys been playing the beta of that game?
I have not played the beta of that game.
I didn't know there was a beta.
Any of you?
I did not know there was
a beta. I've watched a lot of people on Twitch play the beta and everything like that, but I have not played it myself. No.
I've played a couple times.
What do you think?
It's fun. It was pretty buggy when I played. Like, the first time, I've only played it, like, twice.
Okay.
And I probably could have played it more. I just didn't have anyone to play with.
And see, that's the thing, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like a Destiny style of, if you don't have anyone to play with, then you're kind of SOL. Like, you can do it, but you don't want to.
I wonder if is it going to be cross-platform? Sea of
Yes,
Thieves?
It is 100% cross-platform between PC and Xbox One. But
see, that's the thing.
Not PS4, because it's not even out.
It's not going to be on the PS4 yet. No.
Yeah, but it is 100% cross-compatible. If you're playing on the PC, you can play with people on the Xbox.
Mm. Like I said, the promo lasts from March 18th to the 24th, with March 20th, the launch date of the game, falling square in the middle. If there's a catch, it's that akin to most Microsoft's other free games deals, including PUBG as the most recent one, this is a digital copy only. But like Destiny other games, it hits the ilk that's a bit more convenient to having it as a digital copy, so you don't have to swap discs in and out. Can't justify a $500 Xbox One investment? Question mark. Maybe Redmond can tempt you with an Xbox One S bundle for $200 less.
There you go.
And of course, if you already have an Xbox subscription and Game Pass, means setting sale will only cost you $10 a month.
Actually, that's another thing that I would vote for PC over Xbox One, is you don't need to have the Xbox Gold to play.
True, it's free online.
It's free online.
It's free online, but I'm already used to paying online. I've been used to that since Xbox 360.
Personally, I'm already paying for PlayStation Plus, and I don't want to have both memberships going at the same time.
Very understandable. And that was one of the things that weighed into my decision. I'm already paying for PS Plus. Do I want to play another one for the Xbox 360?
Mm-hmm. So it's $60 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
You paid it once, and then you're done. Not that bad if you
You're done. You're not done. Mm-mm. Then you have to wait till the whole year goes again.
Yeah, and then, then you pay renew it.
For the rest of your life. It's a whole other year.
Yeah, but that's like $120 a month or $120 a year if you're doing both at the same time.
So. True.
Yeah, but you pay for insurance just in case you might get hurt one day.
My insurance
and you
is,
never do.
Yeah,
right?
No, you never know. You never know. That's and it's also I'm the law.
Just saying.
Is I have it a not PC the law? That can play the game, so
I haven't been arrested, have I?
Play for me.
Okay.
I haven't had insurance in
way to declare
45
your,
years. Probably have cancer, but I will.
Way to declare your...
Yeah, the government doesn't watch this show.
Yeah, they watch it.
Just Hollywood, so they steal our ideas.
Agents are watching literally right now.
I actually just... I read this hilarious meme of people in the 60s. I can't say that, or the government might wiretap my phone. Hey, wiretap, do you have any recipes for pancakes?
Yeah, exactly. And they'll respond.
Yeah, add blueberries.
They will respond, definitely. Well, what do you think? Should I buy an Xbox One? Is it time?
For you?
For me.
It's affordable.
Yes.
It is affordable.
Because I don't see you buying a PC.
Yeah. You don't eat fast food anymore, so now you're just like gaining extra money. So
you
might as well.
I think convincing you to buy an Xbox is more of a option than convincing you to buy a PC.
What's the best place to buy it? Amazon?
Xbox?
Yeah, any. Where do you buy it from? Do you buy it from
go Best Buy and get
Best
it.
Buy?
I mean, they have them. It's probably the same price.
Just take Corey's. Even know it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well.
I was just on the Best Buy website. You get an Xbox One S and a game for $300.
Remind me what the 1S is. Just a smaller version, right?
It's a smaller version. It's not VR compatible, but you're not going to spend money to get VR anyway, so you don't worry about that. It has the HDR, 4K. It's just like
316 in chat says, Aaron, if you do, would you get the Xbox One or Xbox One X? I don't see the purpose of the Xbox One X because, again, I'm not a graphics whore. I understand it's a more powerful machine. It may run a couple of the games a little bit better and stuff like that, but so marginally that I wouldn't notice.
You're buying the Xbox One X if you want to be future-proof.
Yes.
Because Xbox One X seems like it's excessive now, but I think that Microsoft is going to use that to come out with more stuff down the road.
Yeah
I was going to say, like, the Xbox One X is about as future-proof as the Xbox One was.
So it's not detrimental that I get that Xbox One X if I do get an Xbox. It's just I'll get the basics. I'll be fine. I'll play all the games that I need to play, you know. But my biggest thing is I just wanted to play with, you know, another group of people. We haven't played a group game together in a large mass group, I should say.
I might consider playing Sea of Thieves with you guys if you all get it.
And I think that would be dope. Sea of Thieves, a whole crew of people.
And well, a whole crew is just four people.
Is that it?
Yep.
Good Lord. Missed opportunity.
Yeah, I would have did eight.
Yeah.
Right?
You go full-blown eight people. Come on, see.
It's a ship. You know what I mean? Like, there's more than just four people on a ship.
Yeah.
Back in pirate days.
I think that's right anyway. That might just be the medium group.
Oh, they
you might want to look
that
up.
They have raid ones? They have
not huge. They've got solo barge. That's one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. It might be
Are you the
two
captain?
Or three. Yeah.
Okay. So.
And then there's like there might be one that's like two or three, and then four, or the four is the middle, and then there's a slightly larger, like maybe six for the.
Hopefully,
third. I can't remember exactly how it goes.
I was looking it up. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now because it says Sea of Thieves developers explains why the maximum size crew is four for
there
players.
There you go.
Lead designer Mike Chapman confirmed an IGN party the size. Party size from the game's beta would continue to into the full game, saying that the key element for Rare was how larger groups would or wouldn't communicate. The biggest ship was designed for four, Chapman explained when asked why it became the maximum number. We've looked at feedback, of course, of people who wanted eight players, aka all of us, literally just right here,
everybody,
and 10 player ships. The thinking there, as with everything, is that the game is really intentful. If the two of us were to go out to a pub together and the two other friends you got...
We could just set up fucking, what is it, navies and just destroy.
Big naval ships?
No, just like...
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
several ships of four people? Yeah.
It says, if the two of us were to go out to the pub together with two other friends... You've got that intimate relationship. You're all getting on together. It's because it becomes six or eight people. You're starting to get people splintering off, and it's really hard to communicate. Four seems to be the magic number. So I guess they were just trying to make more, you know,
communication,
yeah, easier.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's reason. That's not bad, like, not a bad reason.
I think it'd be fine if you did something where it's like, if we did eight people. And we're all on the same ship, and we do dock someplace, you know, because we want to explore the town or something like that. That's fine if you guys go off and do your own things, you know, as long as you all communicate that, hey, we're going to be back at the ship to bounce at this time.
Yeah.
And then there's something for everybody to do on the said ship when you're on the ship.
I could agree with that, the four being more manageable, because it's a little more inclusive, and you don't get people splintering off into those groups quite as much. And when I was in, I've only done two people and four people.
Okay.
And when I was in the four group, it could be really fun, because you've got, I mean, honestly, even just with two people, sometimes it's just one person running off and finding all the treasure and the other person fighting the monsters. Four people can be more fun if you want to get into PvP play, but like most of the time it's still just maybe you're kind of working together to try to find the treasure, but most of the time it's one person's finding the treasure while the other three people are running around looking at the island.
Well, here's the other thing too, though. So what's the chances of you always having that full party of eight people online if they did eight?
Not that often either.
So then why not just give me that option? You know? If we're playing and then by some happen chance that we do get everybody on.
You don't
on.
Really want a ship that can have eight people and not have eight people on it.
Okay. I like that. Because it's like if you need eight people to run this ship, but you don't always have your eight people.
Well, what if you don't need eight people to run the ship? You can have the option to have eight people on the ship and be in your party. Yeah.
So
you don't need all eight there to do the ship. So
the ship, you only need two people minimum to run the ship.
Right.
But then you get extra features the more people that are on the ship.
Yeah. Boom.
There you go. We just solved your problem.
It's like Guns of Icarus.
I don't know. You guys haven't actually played the game.
That's true. That's true.
But or at the very least, you can at least have eight people in your party, even if they're not doing anything on the ship. They're just in your party on the ship with you, and then you go and you look for things, or you do PvP, you know, or whatever. But you have the ability to have larger parties than just four.
I am curious, though, to see how they do, like, character building and stuff like that, because that's not something you got to do in the beta. You didn't see how character progression played out at all.
And that's very important, because when I was looking at the State of Decay 2, there, you know, they have a good emphasis on player progression and stuff like that, as well as the... I guess base building for your, you know, zombie
like,
keeping out base.
You got the idea that you go out and you get treasure and it gives you gold and improves your reputation. But what that actually means, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. What am I doing this for?
Yeah. Right? Because yeah.
What's my motivation?
And they probably, I mean, it's a beta, so of course they're not going to give everything away.
Yeah.
So hopefully they come out with some more details for it. I mean, the game should be out in like, what, 3 days actually?
Something like that. Yeah, it's coming out really soon.
Yeah, it says
yeah,
it,
the 18th.
Says it
the 22nd?
20th.
It so says you're buying here. An Xbox really okay, soon then, huh?
Theoretically, I don't know. Because I'm like, you have an Xbox?
Yeah.
All right. So do I. And you have an Xbox?
I have. That was the first thing I bought.
Oh, son of a mother.
I have an Xbox.
And you have
I don't
Xbox.
Have gold. I had to pay $60
Same
for
here.
It.
I don't have gold either.
But
Emma has an Xbox, and Emma plays Fortnite on the Xbox.
I know she does. I know.
I heard Monster Hunter game is on Xbox.
Monster
too.
Hunter is on everything. Yeah. My little brother has an Xbox.
It's not on PC yet.
You can play with your brother?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you know what?
I'm actually personally waiting for the PC game because they've never made a PC game before, and I'm kind of curious to see how they do it.
Hmm. You could play Smite on the Xbox.
Yeah, no, that's not
you can change.
And
controls.
For the record, those Monster Hunter games have always been kind of janky and hellish to control, so I'm not really sweating it if it's going
yeah,
to be on PC.
That's why
either.
We didn't get it.
Yeah, that's why we didn't buy it in the first place. We played,
yeah.
We played the beta, and we were like, yeah, that's a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the controls.
Yeah, I don't know. All arrows are pointing to me buying an Xbox One, everybody.
Yeah,
so.
What do you got to lose besides
money.
$200?
Five. Money, yeah.
You can gain that back.
Lots of money.
Which one did
I
you
would
see
go
that
for
was
a PC. I think you might get more use out of a PC, personally.
Which one did I see that was what?
Which one did you see that was $199?
I was on Google. I just typed into Google and then went to their shopping. So it could have been on anywhere.
Yeah.
It could have been some guy randomly like selling
Frank's
it.
Xbox.
Exactly.
Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go to Target, go to Best Buy. Tomorrow is they got sales start for the week. So
yeah, man.
See what they have going on there.
Hmm. Thanks for buying me.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Nice. They're usually I usually buy a lot of my video game stuff from Amazon because of the discounts on Prime.
Thanks for buying me a PS4, guys. So I can
so you can buy yourself an Xbox.
Buy an Xbox years later.
Yep.
There you go.
Sons of mothers.
Technically, you wouldn't lose out on any money.
You know what? The funny thing is we were gonna get him an Xbox.
I was pushing for that.
That was the original plan. Was
the
Xbox. The
only reason I didn't pitch in to get him the PS4.
Wow, you didn't even pitch in.
I wanted you to get the Xbox.
I mean, you
and they
in
win
for
a,
the Xbox.
No,
so,
no I would have. I would have. I said I would have pitched in
now.
For the...
I was actually...
I don't know. I don't even like you. And then they were all like, no, let's get a PS4 because it's cheaper. Corey swayed the
yeah,
decision.
Of course it was Sorry.
Yeah. Corey
said you don't have all the answers, Sway.
So I was just like, well, then I won't donate. And I was just like, I don't want anything to do with it.
Jeez.
I was like, screw Aaron. He can get fucking elephantitis.
Wow.
Wow.
And,
wow.
I just backed up.
Wow.
And,
that was hateful.
Yeah.
Was it? I don't think it was, Corey.
Racist?
No,
somebody else started
swayed
it.
The whole
somebody
thing.
Started it, and then he swayed it. Was
who,
it Adam?
Who started it?
No, because Adam's not a...
That's right, he's PC.
He's not a...
So Adam's not generous.
PlayStation.
I actually was thinking about
Adam
that.
Adam used to give us $50 per show.
The beginning
show,
of the
oh, no,
show,
he's very
Corey was super Xbox fanboy.
He was
for,
all Xbox.
He was,
right?
But,
all Xbox.
But
then,
like, over the course of doing Video Game Bang, he's become like a PC PS4
he
guy.
He doesn't even have a
not
PlayStation,
even PS4.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He has a PlayStation.
Yeah, he has a PlayStation
somewhere.
Somewhere
hidden.
Holding,
okay.
Holding down paper.
I think it's out there.
Yeah, because I remember him being all excited about the PS4. And
oh,
then
I
went,
love all the games.
It was cheaper.
For the
PS4. That was his big
it's
thing.
So I'm on Amazon right now, and it says Xbox One S 500 gig console with Battlefield 1 has been discontinued. So I take it back.
Yeah. So you get nothing.
It was $249.99. That's why I was saying that.
Yeah.
I would have got that one.
Battlefield 1's a good game.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. There's one that there's a bundle at Best Buy with PUBG.
Is there a camera for the Xbox One?
It's called the Kinect.
Yeah.
Is there a better camera for the Xbox One?
Actually, the Kinect's a really good camera, though.
Actually,
is there one that's not forcing one down my throat?
I don't think so.
Only because I tend to stream from my consoles as well.
You probably can just use a USB.
I honestly camera. Don't know.
Can you?
I'm assuming. I don't know. I don't do computers. What am
I
done telling?
I'll ask. No, Emma
do
does
machines?
Hers through her PC, doesn't she?
Yeah, she hooks her Xbox up to a capture card.
Okay, so
which
never
is what I would do, but your computer can't run that.
Yeah, my computer can't run that. So we'll move right along, everybody. Razor in chat says Monster Hunter is good. He's a liar as well. Agent Coulson says I'm getting an Xbox One too. Yeah, all right, man. Looks like Xbox One party. 316 says I don't use the camera as much, more voice actions.
Yeah, that's what I used my Kinect to. It's like Netflix pause. Netflix pause.
Wow.
Pause.
Yeah.
This just in, everybody. Microsoft has added the support for USB cameras on Xbox One, opening the console to a range of new accessories.
There it is, everybody.
Oh, sweet.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I might do this. We'll see. Stay tuned to the VGB to see if I buy one anytime soon.
He's not.
You never know.
He's frugal.
You never know.
Frugal's not a bad thing.
Another news on there. I am very frugal, though. It's almost my middle name.
He'll be in the desert dying of thirst, and there'll be a guy selling water for 10 cents.
I will ask him, why is he selling water in the desert to starving people? That is outlandish.
I want that water for free.
Outlandish. Yeah.
No, I'm not paying 10 cents. That's outrageous.
Drake sets a world record, everybody.
For
Fortnite Battle Royale on Twitch.
Wait, Drake the music artist?
The music artist,
Wheelchair Jimmy himself.
This is Wednesday while we are streaming this happened.
Wednesday while we were streaming this one. Tyler, a.k.a. Ninja Blevins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tyler the Creator.
No. Tyler Ninja, the Twitch streamer. Ninja, whose profile has risen rapidly alongside the massively popular Fortnite between February 22nd and March 3rd, Blevins gained more than 50,000 subscribers, and while hundreds of thousands... Hey, thank you for the host, Blink Life. And while hundreds of thousands of people tune in to Fortnite streams every day, it is not every day that one of the world's biggest musicians joins the stream.
I like that they called him one of the world's biggest musicians.
Right now, kind of is.
I think Coldplay is an even bigger musician than him in the world.
I don't know. At its peak, Ninja Stream was with the rapper, had over 635,000 concurrent viewers, surpassing Dr. Disrespect's previous non-tournament record of 388,000. The all-time Twitch record is held by E-League Major Boston 2018's with over 1.1 million concurrent viewers. What the hell was that stream?
Holy crap.
E-League Major Boston 2018. I didn't watch that, so I wasn't part of that 1.1 mil. Ninja reportedly gained more than 90,000 subscribers, which accounts for a total of $250,000 a month in revenue for Ninja. The event was reportedly the top four trending topics across U.S. Simultaneously for Drake, Ninja, Travis Scott, and also Fortnite. Would you ever see all of those words in one giant thing?
Is Ninja in chat?
No, that's not Ninja.
That's definitely not Ninja. not good old Ninja.
He wishes.
Good old Ninja. He talking about. You're talking about me again? Sorry.
Just regular Ninja.
Yeah. In that order. And then also, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster hopped on the stream later, of course.
What?
Yeah.
Was that even a sentence?
Yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith. Smith Schuster.
Did you have a stroke, Aaron?
It's hard to say his freaking name. The guy's name is Juju Smith Schuster. You think that's like
Juju Smith Schuster.
Yeah. You think that's the easiest name in the world to just
what
rattle
the
off?
F?
Oh.
Jeez. This is what happened on the stream. Drake and Ninja discussed the future of Fortnite Battle Royale. Drake thinks they should focus on freshening up the existing map rather than creating a new one right away. Which is, it's awesome to see him instead of coming on there and just talking about whatever, he talked about the game. Drake confirms he knows the League of Legends. He knows what League of Legends is. Kudos for you, Drake. Drake drops an extra weapon for Ninja. He's a team player, so hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Kudos for you, Drake, again. Drake plays on the PS4. Ninja plays on PC. It's not entirely clear if they're playing on two separate platforms on the stream, though we've reached out to Epic and commented for a comment, which, of course, they didn't get any type of thing. That was the website, not me, here at the Video Game Bank. Drake has a SCUF controller. Anybody know what that is?
Yeah. It's a third-party controller. It's like a custom controller.
Oh, okay.
Right. A custom-made controller, I should say. Because there's a company called Custom
Made
Controllers.
Out of gold.
Okay. Sometimes custom controllers are better than the stock ones. Yeah.
Drake uses a John Wick skin.
No. Oh, yeah. I really want that skin.
That skin's dope.
Drake is snacking on pizza while he's playing. He's a true gamer. True gamer. All right.
Is this a breakdown of the stream?
This is a breakdown of the stream. Okay. It's
this is
almost
a breakdown
over.
Of Drake's
it's
life.
It's almost over. Drake confirms that he's a vegetarian on the stream, which he is.
I think Drake wrote this himself.
Yeah, he probably did.
In third person.
Drake only eats pizza when he plays games. It's a drink.
Drake. It's confirmed that Drake enjoys pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's
pineapple
delicious.
Is good stuff.
What is wrong with the world?
High five.
It was one of the top fucking world
delicious.
Decisions.
Did you know that pineapple eats flesh?
Yeah, it eats you as you're eating it.
Nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, Drake says God's plan while he was reviving Travis Scott.
He was singing?
No, he just said God's plan whenever he revived him.
Come back to
life. Oh, now I get the meme.
Yeah, now you. Well, okay.
There's a meme?
Yeah, there's a meme of Drake.
Anytime something happens, like it says, oh, if you were short 20 cents and the cashier says, don't worry about it. And then it just shows Drake going, God's plan.
Drake's got like tons of memes.
He's got a lot of
the
memes.
The one where he's like, nah. And then.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah.
That's the greatest.
Yeah. So yeah, the stream went pretty well, of course. I think it did all right. first time streaming.
Get those rookie numbers up.
I was watching the streamer. I've been watching Ninja for a little while.
Yeah, I have too as well.
Probably like a couple weeks. And he usually has a ton. Like, he has like over 100,000 easy in his streams. Just him. So it's crazy how much it doubled. I want to know what 635,000?
Yeah.
Concurrent viewers, I want to know how that compares to like TV shows.
Like at the time,
you know what I mean,
like, well, there's millions.
Well, not even
remember,
at the time, just in general.
No, it's like millions. Because that'll be when it comes to the stats and stuff like that for TV shows. But like, oh, this TV show open to, you know, 2 million people watching at the same time.
Okay.
Oh no, yeah, TV is still gigantic. Yes.
But the fact that 600,000. Think of 600,000 people at one time were watching one guy on the internet play video games.
And that's the other thing is, when we watched, was Drake even on video?
Crazy. No.
No, it's just his voice, wasn't it?
Just his voice.
Yeah.
Just for the guy's voice.
But think about that.
I mean, isn't that his whole career, though? Just his voice.
Very true.
Good point.
When we were kids, and somebody came up and told you and said, hey, in 10 to 15 years, there's going to be 600,000 people watching a guy doing exactly what you're doing right now on something called the internet.
Masturbating on the internet?
Oh. People already.
You
got to
specify, sir. You left it open.
You did leave it open. You did leave it open, Webb. That is your fault.
My fault. Sorry. Your fault. I forgot who I was around.
But I'm pretty sure that's happened.
That's happened. But no, we were kids playing video games.
Okay.
And somebody said that.
There you go.
We would think they were crazy.
Probably, because especially
What's the internet?
If the internet wasn't invented, yeah.
But point being, I mean, just think about that. Like that was not even a thought when you were.
Well, back then.
Well,
we
neither were
still,
cell phones, so.
Like, we were still. Like, the coolest thing back then was Napster.
I give up.
And then Metallica ruined it, right?
Right?
Terrible. Well, I mean, hey, that's. They pipe dreams. You gotta have that vision, sir. You gotta have that vision. God's plan.
That's terrible. What's that guy? Something pie? Is that God's plan too?
PewDiePie?
No,
that was definitely
the guy that ruined the internet.
That was not God's plan.
That was not God's plan.
Oh, a Jeep pie?
A Jeep pie?
He definitely wasn't God's plan as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was more of the Antichrist we were talking about earlier.
All right, and then we're gonna wrap this all up with because we got to go actually pretty quick. We're getting right to the end. We had a lot of stuff that I didn't think we were gonna.
Did we even
get to
start doing the show again yet?
Yeah, we've been doing the show. What are you talking about?
I'm so confused.
She thought this was still the break.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. We're going to some GTA rumors, GTA 6 rumors to be exact, of course. Rockstar, of course, you know, is working on Red Dead Redemption right now, so you know that's out. So when are we going to get the next GTA 6? People are speculating that it's 2022.
I don't want it unless I can play a girl.
That's one of the big rumors that we start off with.
That's why I wouldn't buy the 6th one. I was like, I can't play a girl. I can play 3 different characters and none of them are female.
You can make your online profile a woman.
So a female protagonist is rumored to be GTA 6's new heroine. Hero? Yeah, we'll go with hero. Hero means both.
No, heroine. It's heroine.
Yeah, but hero also does mean female as well. When asked about a female protagonist for GTA 5 instead of three male heroes or anti-heroes, Rockstar co-founder and lead writer Dan Houser said in an interview with The Guardian back in 2013 that a female lead wasn't really on the table, but not intentionally. We didn't think about it at the time, Houser said. That's not to say that we couldn't.
Nah, they're too busy using us as props.
That's not to say that we couldn't or we wouldn't. The character is just is set. The character set is just what we came up to. It wasn't we've got X and Y, so we need Z. Yeah. We were just trying to get it. We weren't just trying to get it off the checklist.
Okay, I remember when that was coming out because I was still working at GameStop, and we had this huge poster of this chick in a bikini, and I'm like, "Who's that? Can I play her?" Nope.
I don't even remember that character actually.
She's not even
in
the game. She's just.
She was just a prop.
Yeah, she's on the loading screen.
There's also a rumor that the female lead protagonist could be played by Ava Mendez. It's all rumors, everybody. Speculations. Apparently, Ava Mendez is at the top of Rockstar's list for playing the said hero. But again, there's more. There's a male lead on the list, too, which is none other than global heartthrob Ryan Gosling.
Oh, God.
Huh? You want to see a little Bonnie and Clyde action in GTA 6?
Hell yeah.
Oh, God, they're just going.
I vote for Eva.
Yeah, this is all rumors, speculations. There's no proof or evidence to go anything. This is just the internet going crazy, of course. And then also they say there's a rumor that the game is already in development under a code name called, I think, GTA America.
Use that photo right there.
Which, of course, is leading people to believe that the next location could be the all of the United States.
That would be dope.
I would love to play like a GTA that was like set in like maybe the 1940s or something like that.
Like an old school one?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of tough to pull off.
No, just The Godfather?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just play The Godfather.
Yeah.
Godfather
game. You ever played Godfather on like the Wii? Or,
It's Grand Theft Auto.
It's
set good. In that time.
It's really good.
And it is actually very good. It is very good, yeah.
That sounds cool.
Another one on there, of course, was are you going to be playing either as a cop or a criminal in this one?
Interesting.
Dirty cop.
Yeah, you could be a maybe they give you kind
of a.
Dirty
cop sounds cool.
A tree branch to kind of go down for storylines, depending on what you want to do. Do you want to play it the
then
straight
it's true
narrow?
Crime.
Yeah. Like Fallout.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Do you have like
do you want
some
to be a
morals?
Robot?
Sprinkle some crack on them.
Actually, can't if I can be a female robot, hell yeah. Yeah.
That was another rumor. Is it going to be time travel or a futuristic twist to this one?
Like a rogue sex robot?
Future
rogue sex robot.
Yeah, like a female sex robot that went rogue in her AI programming. Fuck that, yes.
So what they need to do.
I'm going off on tangents
is
now.
Is wait on Grand Theft Auto 6 and go Bully 2. Main protagonist is a female, and it's Cyberbully. That's the subtitle.
Is she Cyberbully?
She's on Facebook.
I'm going to write something mean on her
Facebook.
Samantha's
a bitch.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? Nobody likes you in the homeroom.
Nobody likes you. Brad, totally not into you.
That's horrible. Well, I don't know. Thank you for listening to the Video Game Bang, of course. Thank you, Madison, for coming out and joining us tonight on such late notifications. But, of course, you did wonderful, like always, you know.
Always.
Love having you out here. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody, which is not going to be St. Patty's Day when you listen to it on the podcast.
Just one saint.
Yeah, so just saint.
No,
Happy
Saints.
Saint Day.
Happy Saint Patty's
Day.
Yeah, he's
it's all the same.
No, you're drunk. You
I
slur.
I don't care, everybody. For internationally known saints. Steve Gutierrez, the real David Webb, and Madison Mata, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, let's bring out Red Dead Redemption today, people.
Yes, please.